The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I welcome you today. Thank you for joining me, and I mean that sincerely. I know I tell you probably often, but probably not often enough, how incredibly special all of you are to me, to my wife, Joy, to all of us here at WRFD. This is a unique and unusual audience. I mean, it really is. I say it often. It's the most incredible radio audience on the planet, and I really do believe that. I don't say that just to hype. And it doesn't have a lot to do with me. It is much more about you. But you folks have stepped up over and over and over again. When I have the privilege of coming to you on the behalf of a wonderful ministry, you just open your hearts, your checking accounts, millions of dollars have come from this, and I'm more than a million. I believe it's well over $2 million has come from this audience to some of the finest Christian organizations on the planet. And because of that, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have been reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ because of your generosity. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have been reached with the gospel. Multiplied thousands of children have been fed, clothed, been given shoes because of your generosity. Dozens and dozens of slaves in North Sudan have been set free because of your generosity. And anytime I ask you to respond, you respond in a way that after all of these years, 21 years, it still just blows me away at how responsive this audience is. And I thank you. I thank you for being there. I thank you for your sensitivity. Occasionally we ask you to pray for someone in our audience or a ministry, and I know that you do. So, you know, I say this, that Joy and I think the staff here at WRFD as well, we look at you as family. And I mean that. So anyway, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for giving me a part of your day. I know all of you are busy, and you have dozens of radio programs that you could choose to listen to. And you choose to drop by here every day, a couple of days a week. You spend a half an hour with us, an hour, 2 hours. Some of you, including my wife, spend 2.5 hours every day. It's wonderful. And I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude today. Thank you. And I will continue to do my best to make your time worthwhile. When you tune into this program, I don't want you to waste time. I want to give you information, whether that's encouraging information or whether it's negative stuff. There are a lot of bad things going on in the world that we need to know about. But I will do my best to give you information that in many cases you're not hearing other places. And hopefully it will always be done from a biblical perspective. That's what being an LTD is all about. Listening, thinking, discerning from a biblical worldview. Well, here's my question before I even begin to read this story. How much does the government have a right to know about you? Now, the difference between liberals and conservatives, left and right, has always been pretty great, but it is getting, the difference is getting bigger and bigger. The gap is becoming wider and wider and wider. Conservatives and people on the right have always advocated for smaller government intrusion, and let people have freedom and liberty. The liberal left has always wanted more control, bigger government, higher taxes, more intrusion into your daily life. They want to know what you're doing, where you're going, when you're going, how much you spend on this, how much you spend on that. They want to control. And by the way, most of you are smart enough to know that's the ultimate goal of modern welfare programs. It's not really to help. It's to enslave. It's to control. It's the next election. If we promise enough free stuff to you, you will vote for us and we will be in control again. Think about this. And I'm sure you have already thought about this. The left and Democrats in general say, we are for the poor. We are for minorities. We stand for the downtrodden. We represent the black community. We represent the Asian community. We represent the Hispanic community. Vote for us. Trust us. Believe in us. We are the ones that represent you. And by the way, we represent young people. We represent young black people. Have you checked out? Have you checked out who the Democrats put in the White House? A really old white dude whose cognitive abilities is in serious question. This is the party that says we stand for minorities. Hello? Anybody home? Lights are on, but nobody's home. This is the party that continually says, we understand the minority communities. We represent them. And they got a really old white, I mean really white dude in the White House who is almost completely out of touch with things that are going on. But anyway, the reason I went through that is to ask the question, how much does the government have a right to know about you? I don't know about you, but I want them to know very little about me. Well, they want to know a whole lot. The Secretary of Health and Human Services made what I think most reasonable people would say is a shocking comment. I'll see if you think it's shocking when we return. I've got to take a break. HHS Secretary Becerra made, again, what I think is shocking. I don't know whether you will think it's shocking or not. We're going to step away, quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, so how much should the government know about you? My response, as little as possible. Stay out of my life. And that's conservatives. That is a conservative principle. Get the government out of my life. Well, the liberal left continues to intrude in our lives, and now we have the door-to-door vaccine. What should we call them? I'm not sure what we should call them. Anyway, President Biden, a couple of days ago in a news conference, said, you know, we got to get people vaccinated. And by the way, if you're not a regular listener, my wife and I have both been vaccinated. We checked it out. We talked to our personal physician at our age and stage and so forth. We thought it was best. We got vaccinated. I have no regrets whatsoever. We had almost no side effects whatsoever. And we are very comfortable with our decision. But that was our decision. And I'm not about to tell you what you should do, and I don't think the government should either. By the way, one of our major medical systems here in Columbus just announced today all of their employees are going to have to be vaccinated or they're going to be fired. I think that's unconstitutional, but I'll let the courts battle that out. But anyway, the president said, you know, we're not meeting our goals. He wanted 70% of America's adults to be vaccinated by the 4th of July. Well, we didn't reach it. So it makes him look bad. Well, it does. It hurt his pride. We didn't reach the goal that he had set. So he said, we need to start a door-to-door campaign. We need to hire more people, government agents, to knock on your door. Hello, we're from the government. Can you show us your papers? What papers? Your vaccination papers. I don't think that's any of your business. Well, we're here from the government, and we do believe it's our business. It's for the good of everyone. It's for the common good. Now, show us your vaccination papers. Now, I don't know what they're going to do when they go to doors, door to door, but I find it very offensive. Well, the Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said today he was questioned. Is this constitutional? Is this right? And he said, and I quote, "So it is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business. If we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy." So again, it's for the common good. So you have the president and Health and Human Services Secretary saying the government has every right to come to your house, your private residence, and see if you're vaccinated. I'll never forget when I began going to Moldova. 25 years ago now, I guess. And Moldova was just coming out of the old Soviet Union. Moldova was one of the states in the old Soviet Union. And communism was still alive and well in Moldova when I first started going. And the missionary that I was working with said, and I don't want to frighten you, but we're probably going to be stopped several times today. I said, by who? By police, government authorities. And sure enough, when we would start traveling around, whether it was around the city of Chisinau, which is the capital, or whether we were driving an hour or so out to the camp where I was speaking, we would be stopped two times, three times, four times, five times. We'd be pulled over to the side of the road by the police, and we would be asked, where are your papers? Where are your papers? I had to show my visa, my passport. I had to go through the Moldovan embassy before I traveled. I couldn't get into the country unless I had an American passport and a Moldovan visa. And over and over again, we were stopped by the police. Show us your papers. And I remember particularly the first time that I went and I got back home. I remember when I landed, I thought, I am so glad to be back in America, where they don't ask for your papers. It's not unusual in communist countries to hear a knock on your door. Socialist countries, Marxist countries. I realize a lot of people don't think this is a big deal, but it's for the common good. You know, people got to get vaccinated for the common good. If we begin intruding upon your privacy, my privacy, your private home, my private home, for the common good concerning a vaccine, where will that lead? You may have heard some dude on the radio say, if you start traveling down a road, don't look where that road will take you in 10 miles, 15 miles, 50 miles. Look where that road will take you in 100 miles, 500 miles, or 1,000 miles, because once you start traveling an ideological road, it is difficult and sometimes almost impossible to make a U-turn. For the common good, we're going to come to your home to see if you're vaccinated or not. Think where that road will lead, not can lead, will lead. Like I said, I'm vaccinated. Joy is. Glad we are. Have no regrets. But it is none of my business whether you are vaccinated or not, and it's not the government's business either. Make your best case. Educate, encourage, you know, take out PSAs on TV and radio to sing the praises of vaccinations. I don't have any problem with that at all. Stay off of my front porch. You have no business there. And by the way, if they come to my house and ask me if I'm vaccinated, excuse me, that's none of your business. We'll be back.